With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump signing a government funding bill, ending the partial federal shutdown that began over the weekend, setting the stage for debate in Congress over Homeland Security funding. The vote wraps up congressional work on 11 of the 12 annual appropriations bills, funding the vast majority through September 30th. Last bill still to be worked out covers the Department of Homeland Security, where Democrats are demanding more restrictions on enforcement operations. Tehran apparently wants it both ways. Let's talk and let's fight. White House says despite the current heightened atmosphere between Iran and the United States, the talks are still on the books. Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt.
These talks, as of right now, are still scheduled. President Trump is always wanting to pursue diplomacy first, but obviously it takes two to tango. You need a willing partner to achieve diplomacy, and that's something that Special Envoy Witkoff is intent on exploring and discussing. As always, though, of course, the president has a range of options on the table with respect to Iran.
Meanwhile, a Navy fighter shooting down an Iranian drone that was approaching a U.S. aircraft carrier. Washington all abuzz, and those who love to gossip are having a field day. The Clintons are set to go before Congress.
After first refusing to comply with a House subpoena to testify, the Clintons agreed to appear before the House Oversight Committee. The announcement came as GOP lawmakers were preparing to launch contempt of Congress proceedings against the Clintons. The former president has never been accused of wrongdoing in connection with Epstein, but had a well-documented friendship with the convicted sex offender.
That is correspondent Greg Cluxton. Investigators finding signs of forced entry at the Arizona home of Savannah Guthrie's mother. This is SRN News. Well, Disney is getting dark. Here is correspondent Michael Harrington.
Walt couldn't have imagined it. Disney Plus is about to add hundreds of R-rated films to its library. Concerned Women for America reports the popular streaming platform, which had about 20 R-rated movies on tap up to now, is adding over 400 more, along with 400 TV shows rated mature. CWA points out that, quote, Disney assured parents in 2019 that they wouldn't allow content higher than a PG-13 on its streaming platform. Michael Harrington reporting.
Investigators finding signs of force entry in that Arizona home of the TV show host Savannah Guthrie's mother, as we had mentioned. Now, more on this story. The personality is asking for prayers as law enforcement officers continue searching for the 84-year-old Nancy Guthrie. This is SRN News. Well, if you love Lay's, Doritos, Cheetos, Tostitos chips, this is good news for you. PepsiCo is cutting the prices on those munchies in an effort to win back consumers.
The company has leaned on price increases in recent years as the cost of packaging, ingredients, and transportation grew. That's boosted revenue but weakened demand for the products. PepsiCo says its net revenue rose 5.6% to $29.3 billion October through December, but volumes for snacks like Doritos and Cheetos fell 1% in the fourth quarter, while North American beverage volumes declined by 4%. Rich Thomason reporting.
The first husband of Jill Biden has been charged with killing his wife in their Delaware home. William Stevenson remains in jail, charged with the murder of 64-year-old Linda Stevenson. More details at srnnews.com.